Hey everybody, you're listening to Wild Woman Experience. Okay, so this week we have three special guests. My mom, my sister, and my cousin are here. They are going to be assisting me with this episode. I am super excited. Okay, so the category for this episode is self-love, self-care, and it's a little bit different. I would say the genre is a little bit different. That's just basically what I would summarize this episode up to be. You guys know I love feedback. I want to hear what you guys think about the episode. So don't forget, you know, to let me know. But just sit back, open your minds. Don't forget to follow along and answer the questions as well. And, you know, just enjoy the episode. We're going to jump into it now. And don't judge me and don't feel judged either by your answer. Okay, so here we go, you guys. What are you trying to... Okay, sorry, I can't read. The first question is, what are you lying to yourself about and why are you afraid of the truth?
Start that one.
Okay. Kiana, what do you think you're lying to yourself about? And why would you be afraid of the truth? Mom.
I'm thinking
too. This is a hard question because I don't even know this.
Yeah, that means you're just assuming everybody's lying to themselves. I don't think I'm lying to myself.
That's what I'm saying.
And if so, I'm keeping it a good ass secret for myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Ask me that question, I'm like, well, what am I lying to myself about? Maybe I haven't told myself what I'm lying to myself about yet. We need to talk.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I need to sit down and think about this for a second. Am I lying to myself about something?
Well, am I?
I don't know.
I wake up every day and I say I'm beautiful. Am I lying? Is that the truth?
No, you're beautiful.
It's my truth. Today.
No, you're beautiful.
Let's see. Oh. Okay.
What?
I say I'm willing to do anything and everything that's necessary to make sure I stay around longer. However, I've been told that if I were to lose a lot of weight, that this would help me live longer and get rid of a lot of the ailments that I have. And I say I'm doing great. I don't really eat nothing. I'm not breaking the rules, so I'm doing good. However... All I wanted for Mother's Day was some crumble cookies. Matter of fact, they're right there.
Some crumble.
And I enjoy
crumble cookies. You want those yourself? Not grandma cookies.
Divorcing in just small little bites. Like I didn't eat all of them.
I'm not gonna take your.
I didn't eat all of them, but I did try small little pieces.
They are so expensive.
Oh, the cookies.
I spent $50.
That's what I wanted.
$50 on six cookies.
For Mother's Day?
You did it wrong. They're only supposed to be $20 for six cookies.
I didn't do this, but it was $60. It was $59. It was $49 on DoorDash.
I don't know what happened. You paid extra.
I thought it was low. They said it was $54 for an 8-pack, and I was like, what the hell?
They lied. 8-packs. Yeah, they lost it. They would mess with you. But I guess I'm still lying to myself.
For an 8-pack? They have an 8-pack and it's $54.
I can't be doing everything and then taking moments from my crumble cookies.
They had a 3-pack and they had a 6-pack and they had an 8-pack.
A 12-pack.
No, it was 8. On DoorDash.
No, Kiana.
On DoorDash.
It's not a fact check. We ain't got a fact check there. Hers charged her more. They ripped you off. For 6 cookies, it should be $25.
It's okay. I was like, you were worth it.
Before.
You were worth it. I thought that was just...
I loved it. I think we got 12 cookies.
I got 4 for somebody, probably.
But I'm on the cookie tip. Right? I like trying the new ones, and they're all different. And you know what's weird?
Each week.
I wasn't eating no cookies or nothing until Them bitches told me I needed to lose weight. Then it was like a trigger all of a sudden, because in order for me to do this surgery, I gotta limit everything. You're not allowed to have this. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do all that. And then more than anything in the fucking world, I started wanting it. Babe, I ain't been wanting no cookies or nothing. Ever. Ain't been. Until I said, okay, I gotta lose all this weight. Because then I feel like maybe it's because since they're telling me I can't have it.
I want it.
Angu. You have to remember, you do have to eat in order to lose weight. You can't starve yourself, or that's going to make you gain weight.
I understand that, but the things I like to eat are the things that make you gain weight. That's the truth. And if I say, oh, it's not, I'm lying to myself about it.
Well, my lie is that... somebody else go first.
Some of y'all is afraid of y'all lies. Well, this is true.
My lie is that my relationship with God is just wonderful right now. And it really needs a lot of work. I think that's it, for real. I think that's my lie.
I think recognizing that.
I think that's the only thing I can honestly say that I'm lying to myself about. You know? My relationship with him has been better than... And before now, like right now, it's like I expect for me not to engage with him and think our relationship's going to be the same it was last month. And it's like I have to treat him like any other person, you know?
You have to talk to him
and be active,
build that relationship, checking on him.
So, right now, I need to work on getting my relationship with God back to how it was, or you know, and even in strengthening it. Because right now, it's, yeah. We have an open relationship.
Kiana? Mm-hmm. What are you lying to yourself about?
You could take my lie. If you're lying about the same thing, it's okay.
No. What's your lie?
Only because when I said it, I've seen her nod. That's why I was like, okay. That might be hers, too.
She's lying to herself when she says, I want to travel. I want to go see the world. Yet I never want to get on an airplane, a bus, or a boat.
Yeah. That is lying to yourself.
I don't know. How the hell are you going to get there? You just go. Teleport. That is how I'm going to see America.
Not even a bus.
I'll take a bus.
I'm like, oh. You're running
it
out.
Limits. It limits.
Yeah.
You're running out. It limits what you're allowed to
a
do.
A lot of options. And taking a bus makes the trip a lot longer. A whole, my 4-hour, 4-hour wait, drive took 16 hours.
Hello?
Dad's asleep.
He's going on
a hush mode. Okay, I only have a couple more questions. Because that's already took us 8 minutes. That's good. Okay, if you... No, I don't want to hear that one yet.
Oh.
If you had enough room in your hands to carry one memory for the rest of your life, which would it be and why? Kiana.
I gotta think.
Found just Lena. You go in first, just saying. It's okay, you have a few seconds to think about it. If I had enough room in my hands to carry one memory for the rest of my life, what would it be?
My dad.
I do want to acknowledge the fact that my cousin said her memory would be my Uncle Darnell. If you guys weren't able to hear her. If you only had one, you don't have to only carry one memory for the rest of your life, I'm saying. But if you only had room in your hands to carry one memory, like this is a memory you want to hold for the rest of your life in your hand. Something you can, like, you know, literally see and remember and, you know, cherish.
Well, of course you would. I'm a single child, but that's not the only memory I would want to remember. It's just that. As the time has faded, so has, like, my pictures of him. what he used to look like. He didn't get to stay here long enough for me to have many memories to remember him. They were just small ones, like when I was bathing him in the kitchen sink and he kind of slipped in there and just looked at me and opened those big old eyes looking like, Dad. He never, like, cried. He just kind of was like, just like, what you doing? Or I think some of my favorite ones was Keontae trying to hold him. You know, Keontae trying to hold him and have him up there, and he would just let him just squeeze him and just put he mushed him up like he was a little beanie bag, and he was okay with it. He didn't care. He just, you know, was okay with those, you know. And it was always cute looking at that. And now those memories have faded, you know, like, I can think of him, but I don't see the outline of his face or the color of his eyes. It was a different color. I remember that it was unique, but I can't even pinpoint exactly what color they were. Sometimes it seemed as though they were gray, and sometimes they were blue. And they just were different, but I wish I could see them.
But that's how they were always. They did change all the time, because I know when I think about him, too, my biggest memory of him is that he had grandma's eyes, and none of us had those eyes except for him. And then one only memory I really have that's strong is, I think it was like, we was in the living room, and I think we were listening to music, and we were in the living room dancing with him, me, Keontae, and Kiana, and we're dancing on the couches and jumping on the couches, and he was like, you know, just watching us dance around.
He was just like, I don't know, I don't really remember him crying. Yeah, he cried one time. He had a bad diaper rash, and since it was like the first time he cried, everyone in the house cried with him. Like, we all were sad that he had a diaper rash, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's, I think all of my memories of you guys when you were younger, if I would have known that the time would go so fast, and those memories would be so often replaced, I would have held on to more of them. I wish I wouldn't have been working so much. I would have stayed in those memories. Stayed in those moments, you know? Mm-hmm. With all of you. Like, I used to love to see you pick flowers. You always had a sweet little heart. I remember us laying in, you know, it was in Anna's house. We would lay and sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars and stuff together. And then, you know, those moments, now that you guys are older, everybody goes their separate ways. But we had some American Idol moments. We had some good moments. Even when there was drama, we had some good family moments. We always tried. Even some of the moments, we all beating up people for each other. I'm getting phone calls.
I remember when Kiana came home from the hospital. I do remember that. And I was at home with Kiana and Dad. And I think we had a phone call. But I remember you were in the hospital. And I remember there was a picture of you in the hospital with Kiana. But I don't remember who had it. But I remember what the picture looks like, though. It was literally you holding Kiana, and she was like a little monkey baby. She was really hairy. She was really hairy.
You were especially. You know what? All just, my kids came
I'm
out
just,
like
trying to remember that. I'm just picturing the memory, like trying to picture the picture. And
maybe
like,
we explained.
You were hairy.
Okay. You didn't only come out hairy.
You
came out ripping out my insides.
You were a very pure, beautiful baby, though.
So were you.
You were a very beautiful baby. You were just hairy.
Kiana was cross-eyed.
Yeah, but after she developed, like, as a baby,
became, like, the most beautiful.
Every cute baby is ugly when they come out. Nalea was cross-eyed and hella shit when she came out.
She started off a cricket.
So everybody
she became
looks,
a poop.
You know, ugly when they were a baby. When they first come
chubby.
Out the coochie, they're ugly as fuck.
Super chubby.
You're precious. They did a little pictures of you and you liked to pose.
She was a poser. You liked it to pose. Even then, you was a poser. But not Puba. But Kiara was a, I eat it. Just everything she cared. And she was small and skinny. So she stuck that spoon in the socket. Sandra, you, my biggest memory of you is Burger King. When you were dressed in that goddamn all-in-one baby outfit and it was nowhere near Halloween or any reason to be a baby. Any reason. She just did me. She did me at Burger King. Keontae used to just walk around whining.
Keontae was a fucking annoying.
Keontae was a hell child.
Like, Keontae was annoying as hell.
He was so fucking cute. Everybody was like, oh my God, he's so adorable. And then they were with him 5 minutes and was like, please take your child back. Like, we thought we broke it.
Keontae was...
He had colic. Fuck colic, y'all. Fuck colic. Fuck colic. Colic is like Satan for babies. Okay, colic means that your baby cries for no fucking reason all the time and will not shut up for nothing. For nothing. You can rock it, shake it, love it, feed it, play with it, hand it, toss it, live it. It will not shut up for nothing. We took it to the doctor. It's broke. This shut up. It doesn't matter. He just would not shut up. And then he'd wait till you, man, when you sleep, he's woke screaming. As soon as he go to sleep, you try to go to sleep, he gonna wake your ass back up again. He was mean. He was mean. Just for no reason. Everybody thought they were gonna show us. And then that's when nobody wanted to babysit no more. Keontae burnt our babysitters. Because at first everybody was like, just bring that boy over here. I'll show you. Now take this nigga back. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not working. Then we found we had to put, what we had to do is put a quarter on his belly button, push it in, and put tape around his belly.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. We had for like, I don't even know if he still has a mark from the tape, but we would have to tape his belly button up in order for him to not have the colic. And we, when we found out what the button was wrong, whenever it would pop out, and he just, it was gas or whatever. So we had to keep his belly button in. He had an outie. So he was taped up most of the time. When he was taped up, he was okay. People take the tape off thinking they know what they're doing. And they have a bad baby.
Now you remember this? Okay, I'm going to pause this. I'm going to pause this for a second so that way I can.
No, so yeah. I need something that I can open and be like, oh, I remember this. Let's remember that.
Mm-hmm. That's not on my phone.
Yeah, that's in like a book that we could pass down to the family when we're talking about our, this is your grandma. This is your.
Yeah, like on Christmas. Person. We could take it out and stuff.
And we could tell. That's how people live forever. It's by sharing their memories, by everybody talking about that, making sure everybody knows who your dad was and what he did and what he liked and how he was. That's how great, great, great grandkids are like, yes, I'm just like my grandpa, you know, because you're supposed to share those memories and stuff so that they get to know them through you.
We were just talking about making scrapbooks and passing them down to the generations in our family, bringing them out during the holidays. So if you do have a little bit of time, that would be something cool you can do with your family and get started, you know, as a little tradition. Let's go ahead and jump back into the episode. Which parts of your life do you need to be more careful in choosing who you give access?
The internet. People steal your identity. Become you. I got
note for you.
Unemployment cases being open for me in Arizona, Reno, all kinds of places. I ain't never left. Never been unemployed. I got all kinds of shit going on. Somebody become me. So, internet.
Yeah.
That's my only problem. My heart, everybody's in there, whether they want to be or not. I don't do nothing. I'm not a criminal or a drug lord or nothing. So, yeah. If you get my banking account, you're going to put money in it for me to help me out. So, other parts of my life that I got to be careful. Friends. You got to be careful who your friends with.
Yeah.
But you don't really need to be careful of who they are. You just gotta be careful of the control you give them.
Yeah, that's what it acts. Because
you can have many friends. You know, you just should not allow them to have control over your actions or thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got friends. They speak their mind. I have mine. I'm still me. They don't change me. They're cool. They can give me their opinion, but I don't want to become them. I still want to be me. But I have a more aggressive personality than others. I don't like to follow. I like to lead.
So I'm going to ask one more.
Ask Kiana.
Or two more.
Kiana.
Which part of your life do you need to be more careful in allowing access and allowing people access?
Like how people approach
you? Like letting people in. Like, what area in your life do you need to allow, like, not let people, like, you need to put your guard up?
Online shopping.
Yeah, shopping.
Like eBay, Facebook
She said online shopping. Yeah.
Because, you know, some people be having, there's this one story, this pregnant lady, she went on her shopping thing, and this lady tried to cut her baby out of her stomach.
Shit.
Wait, what? What? How does that? Yeah, I'm confused now.
This was Amazon? Hold on.
What?
What happened?
It was eBay or something. This lady, she met a friend on eBay and she was going to give her like some baby clothes or something. And when she met her, she, you know, cut her stomach open and was trying to take her baby from her stomach.
Did she die?
Mm-mm. She didn't die. Pretty sure the lady got caught.
What the hell? Okay, so I hope you're not making friends on eBay and the market. I thought you were saying, like, you need to stop buying stuff. Like, you need to, you know.
No catfishes is what you're saying. You gotta be careful who you become friends with when you shop online.
Don't accept free stuff.
Okay, that's good.
Where do you get free stuff, though?
The lady, she was gonna give her free baby clothes.
Yeah,
I know. Ain't no Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So, you usually get what you pay for. So, if they offered it to you for free, you could get anything.
Yeah.
Maybe they gave you that.
I mean, you could still shop in those places. But
that's not shopping if it's just free.
It's still shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta go and meet these people, like, physically have them handed to you. So, you gotta be careful with that. Because, you know, killers.
Fuck. Well,
that's true.
The mind of a 19-year-old.
Okay, so I have one. What ways has forgiving the person that hurt you the most helped you grow?
Ask me when I'm done forgiving.
Okay, I'm still in the process of forgiving.
Me too.
Everybody is so that's a question that everybody needs to come back to.
Ask me after I've learned to forgive.
I hope it helps me grow in the ways that
it's supposed to. The Lord says it does. It gets rid of contention and stuff. But for now, when I even hear the name, I immediately get contention. So I gotta work on me. I gotta grow on that. I think it will help me because then I won't have so much built up frustration and anger sitting inside of me, you know, that's just, you know, pondering, you know, waiting to unleash on somebody. So, of course, you know, that would be helpful.
I hate my mother. I wish she was dead. I wish she took her instead of my dad.
Those are things that you have
through.
To say.
We're working through.
You know?
We're working through.
That's how you feel. You can't, you know.
Well.
But.
Pal. We should never wish a person dead. Okay. That doesn't fix things. We get another. But she does deserve a little ass kicking. Even to right now.
Yeah.
Right now. But that's what I'm saying. No more of that shit either. They have to stop what they're doing to give you time to forgive them for the shit they've already done. if they're still doing it, how are you forgiving them? Why would you forgive them when they're still doing the shit? And that's the case with me. And
I think I need to ask people if they want to be. I think I need to ask people if they want to be forgave before I forgive them, so I can know how to forgive them. Because regardless if they want to be forgave or not, God says we have to forgive people, right? So it's like, I don't need to ask. Do you want my forgiveness? Because, like, that will let me know, like, how far to go, like, you know.
But I don't think it should be. See,
because if you don't even, because if you're not even thinking right, exactly, it's not for them. But it's, so it's like, if I'm, it's already not supposed to be for you. So it's like, me forgiving you, I feel like that's for you. That's not for me. I don't want to forgive. It doesn't make me feel good to forgive, because I feel like, at the end of the day, even if I know it's for God, I feel like I'm taking that L at the end of the day. I just have to be forgiving someone is basically being okay with taking an L. And but it's like, okay. Case, though,
because like, in most situations, what happens is, for instance, the person that I still have a problem forgiving, right? Mm-hmm. She ain't fucking thinking about me.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She ain't missing no sleep.
She ain't upset. She don't hear my name and get frustration.
That's what I'm saying. She's not thinking about this. She's
not having to eat. So it's not bothering her, right? It's only bothering me. So if I was able to forgive, I would be the one that'd be free, because I'm the one who loses sleep. I'm the one who will sit up at night thinking about it sometimes. And I cry out of nowhere, you know. I'm the only person hurting from me not forgiving her.
I feel like forgiveness.
She doesn't feel shit.
I feel like I feel like forgiveness isn't real unless the person wants it. Like, unless that person.
But that's only
no,
if
really,
you're
because,
doing it for them.
But I'm
why
telling
would
you, because listen, it's not for them. It's for me, though. For me, I feel like I physically wouldn't, like. Even if they don't want. Like, I'm not saying they have to be in my life. Like, you know, like, oh, I want you back in my life. No. Like, no. Because a lot of people don't know I can forgive you. I need to be able to let this shit go and let you go away, you know? But it's like, if I just have to forgive, let's just like try to say, oh, you know what, God, you know, I forgive this person, whatever, I'm washing my hands with this person, you know, whatever they're doing, it no longer hurts me. Mm-hmm. I can't really feel like that if that person doesn't even know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even know what the fuck they did wrong. It's like, at least if they, rewind it. At least if they acknowledge, yes. I think
if
they don't, exactly.
So you want them to feel remorse, which is
even if you don't,
why a lot of people still have not forgiven.
But it's like, even if you don't feel, no, I don't expect you to feel remorse, but I need you at least to understand what, like, you know,
why. But that's
why,
what holds me up from being able to forgive.
Yeah.
Because even right now, she doesn't remember none of it. So there's nothing to forgive her for. She doesn't remember doing it. To her, it never even happened, right? And just when I thought I was growing enough to be able to let it go, then your situation came up, and that just refueled my anger. And so, yes, it's very petty, and I should just forgive and forget. I really, really should, and that's what God wants of me. And when I grow strong enough, that's what I'm going to be able to do, right? Because she's not, it's not for her. It really will be for me. The part I need to grow from is being able to put aside the natural man that wants her to acknowledge that I'm forgiving her.
Yeah.
You know, because if as long as I have that as a part of the reason to forgive, I'm never going to forgive her. Because she don't want my fucking forgiveness. She don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck how you feel. Fuck you. If she cared about hurting me, she wouldn't have never hurt me. Right, so that's not for them. But I could go without that anger and that anxiety. I want to not have that in my life. I want to just feel, because it clouds up the room for pleasure. I don't get to feel happy either. I don't get to feel happy moments because I'm so busy suppressing anger and bullshit that when real stuff happens, I have such a hard lock on this shit, I'm not able to feel the real shit. I'm not able to be in the moment. I'm not able to experience now. Because I'm holding on to this to make sure this doesn't overflow into what's happening now. And it's preventing me from being able to be present. That's the whole truth. And as long as
I have something inside of me that I've got to sit on top of to keep under control, I'll never be able to exist right now. Be in this moment. Feel this moment. Feel everything as it's happening now. Instead, I'm defense. I got my defenses up. I got to prepare in case this or that and this. And so I'm so busy protecting, I don't have a chance to feel. And that happens for every single holiday, every single anything. Before I can even get ready for it, it's there. It's there. And I'm just going through the motions of my day instead of experiencing it. And then later on, after everybody else got to have their fun and stuff, I'm like, well, I can look back and try to experience what everyone else was experiencing in that moment days later or whenever my mind allows me to.
Yeah.
You know? And so the only person that's hurting from that is me. Well, and the people that I'm supposed to be present with. You know, I can't give them all of me because I'm not functioning as a whole person. But that shit's deep. You know? <Yeah. laughs> That's some stuff I'm still dealing with. I had to lock it up in a couple jars until I can open it and play with it and know what I got to do with it. I don't know what to do with it. You know, I wish I could just do like God said and just let go, but oh, it's so freaking hard. And there's so many reasons not to. And there's only one reason to. Because God said so. And that should just be it. Well, but gosh.
You're supposed to get...
How many times do your children do what you tell them to just because you said so?
There is no wrong way to go about things.
There is, like, you know, there isn't really a wrong way to go about things because everything happens for a reason and God knows what we're going to do before we do it. And, like, you know, they said there's a ripple effect to things, but, like, I don't know.
No, I have the ability to lose my motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I've sat down and followed that rabbit hole. Have you ever really gone down the rabbit hole? It's very easy to go down the rabbit hole. Just start like this. What if there was never, ever any crime? Let's just wipe crime out. Take it off the face of the earth. Follow the rabbit hole. What else would there not be because there's no crime? If there's no crimes, then there's no jails. If there's no jails, then there's no judges. If there's no judges, then there's no district attorneys. There's no district attorneys. There's no policemen. It just unravels where, in reality, you cannot eliminate anything that is right now because all of it has to be. It's all necessary. It's all freaking necessary. and you could just lose your freaking mind because it's impossible to eliminate it. Even if you try to eliminate something stupid, you know, something really stupid like bugs. Let's just make it where there's no bugs in the freaking world. The ripple effect of no fucking bugs, if you follow that rabbit hole, would fuck up everything.
Yeah, we wouldn't have anything.
It would fuck everything up just by getting rid of maggots. If you just got rid of maggots, these nasty ass flies, if that's all you did was get rid of flies, you would fuck the whole world up. It's just the way it is. So then, you know, I see how people can just, you can lose your fucking mind. Because think about it. Then there has to be, then that means that there must be bad in order for there to be good. And that's where you get lost. Like, because if there was absolutely no bad, because that's the world we had before we decided to come down here. We had a world where there was absolutely no bad. And we chose to come to Earth. We said, let's come down here, you know? Right. And if there was no bad, then Jesus would have never been hung on the cross. He would have never died for our sins. And it's a ripple effect. Everything is what it is. If in reality, there really is no free will.
No, that makes sense. Just course like, correction. If you try to take all the bad out of our family, it's like... can't, because then, like, you know,
yeah, it unravels, you know. Just focus on one thing, just choose one thing that you think
I don't think
shouldn't
I would
be here in the world,
and try to eliminate that one thing. But just follow it. Don't half-ass do it. Follow it all the way through and see where you end up. Just by getting rid of one simple little thing that you think the world doesn't need. And somehow it balances and it needs it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be done. It's that balance. You know, that's why they say it's a...
I feel like the karma, I feel like the bad stuff that's happened in our family, it kind of like, if what happened to you didn't happen to you, I don't feel like I would know God, you know? I don't think we would have a... Because I wouldn't. It kept happens, you know, through the mother. So, I know I wouldn't have a relationship with God if you didn't have one. So, if you never had a testimony, then I wouldn't have one right now. Like, I feel like...
And had her not whooped my ass as many times as she whooped her ass, who would I have been?
You know?
Yes, I got my ass... Whatever they got beat, you know? Too. That's why they turned out to be military. Unfortunately, the things we've gone through have made us stronger. And I've seen people that's never gone through nothing and they're committing suicide. And we done gotten tossed out of cars, moving vehicles, pissed on, thrown out of things, ripped hair, ripped off, raped, slapped, beat, bruised, all kinds of shit, and we still tucking it. Okay? We ain't off ourselves yet. Okay? But then you can hear somebody that all somebody did was say they were ugly. And everybody called them ugly, and they decided to off their lives because that just was too much for them. Each person has their own type of things they could deal with. I believe we were made resilient because of the things that we went through. And it was beat into us. We are as strong as we are because of the things we've gone through. Even if you look at the retrospect between you and your siblings, right? They're strong, but they're sheltered. They've never really experienced nothing. They haven't had to go out there and be suffered and tormented. You know, to them, the worst thing I could do to them is give them a kiss. That's like me hugging and kissing your brothers and sisters is torture. Okay, that's the worst I could do to them. The worst thing that could have been done to me, shit, I had a high heel stuck in my forehead. You know, she had to pull it out. Let me see. Knives, stitching cords, you name it. Just... You know, so it's different. It's different strokes for different folks. You know, I had to give it up at 5. You know, so you know, it's just it's made me. It was necessary. It had to be necessary. It had to be necessary for me to finally say, "Fuck y'all in this family. I'm not being quiet no more. I'm not gonna continue to watch it." I'm not going to continue to see it happen and say nothing. Because that's why all this shit exists. Everybody just acts like it's not happening. No. Yeah. No. We're going to have to see it, speak on it, and do something about it. That's the only way it makes a change. And I wouldn't want to change if I wouldn't got... We would all go through that same little motion. You know, my sister, that was her life. That's all you know. That's all you know. That's all she knew. That's the life she lived. That was good for her. And people do change. Darnell was one of them. He actually took his whole life and did a 360. Yeah, he came from some fucked up shit. He was a mom, you know? So, you know, he got himself together. But you know how he changed? He got with God, y'all. He didn't do it by himself. He got into the church. The church went inside of him. When he found God, he went turned and didn't turn back. He kept walking that path. You know, and they work stuff out. So my sister believes that that's the same possibility with everybody because she knows all the shit that they went through. So she feels, you know, anybody can change, and they can, but they got to get it from the right source. They don't just wake up and, you know, become your knight in shining armor always. But and they had to be willing to change, and he was willing to change. You know, he became a very good father. You know, he was being a good brother. When I first met him, oh my gosh. It was a van ride. Hold on. And I had your dad. This is the first time he met my sister, okay? And it's just how they talked to each other. They had their own language. Your dad was like, babe, are we gonna have to fight? What's going on? And the girl be like, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. Shut up, Sophia. And she just, yeah. She just gonna be like, I'm gonna beat you in the fucking head. You shut the fuck up. And she just, yeah. She was gonna be, dad was so nervous. Cause he was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. But that was just
their language.
That was just them. That was their language. That's how they talk to each other. That's how it goes. You know, but it's, we've had good and bad in all of us. All of us. Every one of the ones, even in our family, everybody has the ability to do good. Sandra, you were one of the first. You've been headhunting since you were a little girl. You've always been in charge. You know, when you should have been a kid and got taken care of a little bit more. You just, you came up a little different.
So you guys know we always get a little bit off track, but it's always on track, if that makes sense.
Especially when you're the one, that's used to the doing. That's my greatest fear. That is my greatest fear. I don't want to get old. I don't see myself getting old. I don't want to be old and crippled like grandma and having somebody have to wash me in the shower. I had to wash her in the shower. That was very traumatizing. In the shower, she always did nasty stuff. Yeah. Every time she get in here, one pee. She make it uncomfortable. She didn't have to make it uncomfortable. But I know for her having to have us do that to her, I don't want to do that.
Think about how she felt.
Yes. Okay. So I don't want. I don't ever want to be that person. I don't want to go into a nursing home. I don't want to have people not rolling me over. I think I need to die when I'm young, because it's gonna get ugly, But we should all just, be there for each other. Going off on a tangent.
Okay. No. Well, that was about for self-love. So for the next time that we do these questions, you guys need to work on forgiving the person. That's the one we couldn't answer. So we need to work on forgiving.
Well, I answered it. I said that need to do something to make me want to forgive her.
Yeah.
That's what we said, right?
Yeah.
We said doing the shit. How are we going to forgive her? She got to stop doing shit first.
And this one is for next time. What mistake have you yet forgive yourself for and why? That's for next time. So make sure you guys think about that and have an answer. So I did want to thank you guys for listening to another amazing episode. Don't forget to tune in. I'm actually about to be doing weekly horoscopes. So yeah, you know what to do. I'm the content queen. Anyways, thank you for listening. If you got through yesterday, you're getting through today. You're going to damn sure get through tomorrow. I'm going to keep the same energy, you guys know. And just have a wonderful day. Until next time.